The following is a lecture given by His Holiness Radhanath Swami Maharaj, recorded on October 17, 2000 in Moscow, Russia.
Shri Guru Vaishnavamscha.
Today is the disappearance day of Srila Narottam Das Thakur. He is one of the great prominent acharyas of our Gaudiya Vaishnava Sampradaya. Srila Prabhupada, in great depths of love and devotion, would often sing the beautiful prayers that he had written. In fact, Srila Prabhupada said that the songs of Narottam Das Thakur, although written in very simple Bengali language, were every bit as powerful as the Vedic hymns, because they were written with pure devotion. The life of Narottam Das Thakur is a great illumination for the hearts of all Gaudiya Vaishnavas. It is said in the scriptures that the path of perfection is to follow in the footsteps of the great souls. Krishna sends his intimate associates to this world to teach us the path of pure devotion. Hearing of the activities of the pure devotion of the devotees is not different than hearing the activities of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. The effect is that it purifies our hearts and awakens loving devotion to the Supreme Personality of Godhead. In that state, we can experience the unlimited joy that our hearts are always longing to experience. With the permission of all of the illustrious Vaishnavas who are assembled today, I would like to make an insignificant attempt to speak something in summary about the life of Srila Narottam Das Thakur. Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami has prayed that he is lame. In fact, he's powerless to do anything good. But by the stick of the Vaishnava's mercy, he can do great things on the path of devotion. So no devotee, however learned or expert he or she may be, should ever think they have any qualification without first receiving the blessings of sincere Vaishnavas. So as a beggar, I am appealing for your blessings so that I can try to purify my heart by serving you through speaking some words today. Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, in his Leela of Sannyas, made his first attempt to go to Vrindavan. He personally went a special route so that he would go through the kingdom of Ramakeli. That was the capital of the Nawab Husayn Shah, the king of Bengal. There he had wonderful kirtan with millions of people chanting and dancing in ecstatic love. At night, Srila Rupa Goswami, Sanatan Goswami, and their younger brother Anupam secretly came to meet Lord Chaitanya and surrender to him. After this, there was more kirtan. To everyone's great astonishment, Lord Chaitanya began looking in the direction where far away was a village called Kheturi Gram. Suddenly tears started flowing from his eyes and his limbs trembled. In the ecstasy of love, he cried out very loudly, again and again, the name, Narottam, Narottam, Narottam. And he was in such a state of ecstatic love that devotees were struck with wonder. They were thinking that in that village of Kheturi Gram, a great devotee named Narottam will soon be born. Lord Chaitanya told Lord Nityananda that in years to come, my beloved servant Narottam will be born. In the river Padma, I am going to deposit my ecstatic love. And you, at the proper time, as the original spiritual master, should bring Narottam here to receive it. When the Lord entered into the Padma River, the river became filled with his ecstatic prema, and he informed the river Padma that when Narottam comes, you will know him because your waves will start swirling in great happiness. Some years later, in the village of Khetri Gram, a beautiful child was born. His father's name was Krishnananda Dutt, and his mother's name was Narayani. Krishnananda Dutt was the king of that place. He was very, very wealthy and a very good man. When this child was born, he had such beautiful, auspicious qualities. He became the object of the love and affection of everyone in the town. The mother and father were simply absorbed in bliss just taking care of this little child. In Bengal, there's a great festival that is celebrated for the name-giving of the child and the giving of the first grains of the child. So the family members and friends and other people came, gathered together, and there was mantras being chanted and instruments played. The home of Krishnananda Dutt and Narayani was decorated so nicely. Then a great astrologer came and did astrological calculations about this child. He said, this child will be greatest of all human beings. The greatness of his life will affect the entire world. Therefore, his name should be Narottam. Everyone was very filled with joy to hear this. Then came the auspicious moment where they put the first grains in the mouth of the child. But to the great dismay of everyone there, the child refused to eat the grain. He kept his mouth tightly shut and turned away every time they tried to put the grain in his mouth. Then that same great astrologer, he informed everyone that this child is a great Vaishnava. He will not accept any grains unless they are first offered to Lord Sri Krishna. So they offered the grains to Krishna. And when they offered the prasad to the child, immediately he ate all of it. Upon seeing this, the people were struck with wonders. He was only a tiny infant child. How could he know this? Father made a vow, from this day on, I will only feed Narottam Krishna's prasad. He began his studies after some time. Narottam was a genius. Anything he studied, he would just learn immediately. He was the prize of the whole town of Khetri Gram. But as he grew, he became more and more detached from everything of this world. The only interest he had was to hear about Krishna and perform Sankirtan. There was a very old Brahmin of the name Krishnadas. Now this Krishnadas was a very great devotee of Lord Chaitanya. Lord Chaitanya disappeared from this world just about the time of Narottam Das Thakur's birth. Narottam was so eager to hear from this Brahmin that the Brahmin would come every day to speak with him. Hours and hours a day, Narottam would inquire from him about Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and his associates. And as he would hear these stories, his heart would just be immersed simultaneously in joy and in the agony of separation from all these great souls. He would sometimes weep, thinking, why am I so unfortunate and sinful that I have been born after Lord Chaitanya has already left with his associates. He would hear from Krishnadas about the Lord's Navadvip Leela and his Jagannath Puri Leela. He heard in great detail the stories of the various devotees of Lord Chaitanya. When he heard about Srinivas Acharya, the son of Chirajivan Sen, he was thinking, what a great personality this Srinivas is. When will I meet this Srinivas? Just by hearing about him, he became his best friend. So the parents were really worried about Narottam. They were arranging for his marriage, everything, because he was supposed to be the heir to the whole kingdom. But there was no interest. He used to just cry in separation from the Lord, constantly chanting the holy names. One day, when he was sleeping, Nityananda Prabhu appeared to him. Beautiful dream. He fell at the feet of Lord Nityananda. And Lord Nityananda told him that you should go to the river Padma to take your bath today. There my Lord has a great treasure to give you. Narottam Das went to the river, and when he entered into the water, Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu in a divine form appeared from the water and embraced him. When he embraced him, he invested within Narottam's heart his own love of Godhead. He placed in Narottam's heart his own compassion for the fallen souls. Narottam Das Thakur became ecstatic, and his dark bodily complexion became golden like Lord Chaitanya's. He came out of the water and just began to chant and dance and cry in ecstasy all day long. Parents were looking everywhere for him. Finally, someone found him on the banks of the river. When parents saw him, he had a new complexion. He was golden, decorated with all ecstatic love. So then they became even more worried about him. So they brought him home. And they even had guards watching him so he would not escape. Narottam Das would just do Harinam Sankirtan and listen to Krishna Das. That was his only activities. And he would just pray that he would someday meet the great associates of Lord Chaitanya. One night when he was weeping and praying in separation, he went to sleep. At that time, Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu appeared to him. And he told Narottam that you should go to Vrindavan. Then the Lord disappeared, and Narottam Das woke up, and he was in terrible misery that the Lord left him. And then he fainted. And then Lord Chaitanya appeared to him again. But this time, Narottam saw the beautiful city of Navadvip. And on the bank of the Ganges, Lord Chaitanya was singing and dancing with his intimate associates. And Narottam fell at Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's feet. He placed his feet on Narottam's head and embraced him and told him to get the blessings of the other Vaishnavas. He fell at Nityananda Prabhu's feet, Advaita Prabhu's feet, Srivas Prabhu's feet, Gadadhar Prabhu's feet, and all the devotees, and each of them placed their feet on his head, and then they embraced him and all gave the same message, you go to Vrindavan. Our Lord desires to spread the Harinam Sankirtan movement through you. He woke up that morning, and by Krishna's arrangement, his father and his father's ministers had to go somewhere on some business. So Narottam was very clever. He tricked his mother and escaped from home. He went into the forest. And he began to travel in the direction of Vrindavan. It was very difficult. He was accustomed to living in very luxurious environment because he was like a prince. And now with bare feet and no belongings and nothing, he was just traveling through the jungles. But he was so happy to be going to perform the mission of the Lord. In fact, when Narottam was in one place, the guards of his father, who were searching everywhere for him, caught him with the order to bring him home. But Narottam Das was so intelligent that when he spoke to these guards, he convinced them that his going to Vrindavan was such an auspicious thing that they all gave him some money and their blessings to go to Vrindavan. Every village that he passed through, people were so attracted to his devotion. They would come with all kinds of food and nice offerings for him. But he was not concerned with eating and sleeping. He would just spend the whole night dancing and chanting in Sankirtan. The next morning they would beg him to stay, but he would ask their permission because he must go to Vrindavan. Finally he came to Mathura. There he went to Vishram Ghat. He took his bath in Jamuna. He met a Brahmin there, and the Brahmin explained to him about how Rupa Goswami and Sanatan Goswami and Raghunath Bhatta Goswami and Kashishwar Pandit had all left this world to enter into the eternal Leela of the Lord. Narottam was very, very sad, weeping, "Why am I so unfortunate that I could not meet these great souls?" That night, Rupa Goswami, Sanatan Goswami, Raghunath Bhatta Goswami, and Kashishwar Pandit all appeared in a dream to him. They told him the same instruction that Lord Chaitanya told him. He should go to Vrindavan. Lord Chaitanya also told him in that vision before he left for Vrindavan that you should accept Lokanath Goswami as your spiritual master and study under Sri Jiva Goswami. After hearing the same instructions from Rupa Raghunath and the others, he fell at their feet and they embraced him and blessed him to go. He went to the temple of Radha Govinda Dev. There, upon seeing the deity of Radha Govindaji, he was very much in bliss. The news came to Jiva Goswami that Narottam has come. Everyone in Vrindavan was actually waiting for Narottam. They had all heard the prediction of Lord Chaitanya that a great soul, Narottam, will come. When Jiva Goswami told Srinivas that something auspicious was happening, Srinivas Acharya said, "Last night I was so ecstatic all night that I just did Hari Kirtan because I thought something good is going to happen tomorrow." Jiva said, "Yes, Narottam Das has come." So they all went to Govindaji temple to meet him. Jiva Goswami placed Narottam in his lap and embraced him. When Narottam and Srinivas met for the first time, they embraced in ecstatic love and immediately became best of friends. They loved each other so much, they were like one soul in two bodies. Sri Jiva Goswami then brought Narottam to the Radha Vinod temple where Lokanath Goswami was residing. Lokanath Goswami was just sitting, crying in miseries ever since Rupa and Sanatan Goswami left. We should know that crying in the misery of separation from Krishna and the Vaishnavas is actually the greatest spiritual ecstasy. It is very hard for the materialistic heart to understand this principle. But Lord Chaitanya taught us that separation from the Lord intensifies our remembrance of the Lord and increases the joy of our service to the Lord. When Lokanath saw Narottam, he became very happy. Narottam fell at his feet and he picked him up, and Lokanath Goswami embraced him and bathed him with his tears. Then Lokanath Goswami brought him to the deity of Radha Vinod. After this, he was brought to meet all the other great devotees by Jiva Goswami. But when he came back to Lokanath Goswami, he revealed his heart to him, that he has accepted him as his spiritual master. But Lokanath Goswami had never accepted a disciple in all of his life. He said, "In my mind I have resolved, I will take no disciples. First of all, I am most fallen. And second of all, since Rupa and Sanatan have left, I cannot function properly. You are very learned, you are very great, I cannot accept you as my disciple. Besides, you've already told me the story of your life. Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu personally appeared to you and embraced you. He's personally given you instructions. You don't require any spiritual master. You're more advanced than me." Narottam Das Thakur said, "No, no, Guru Maharaj, it's not like that. Yes, it is true the Lord appeared to me and embraced me, because he is Patita Pavana, he is merciful to the most fallen. I am most fallen, most sinful. I have no good qualities. Out of the Lord's causeless mercy, he has appeared to me. That I'm completely lost and suffering in this miserable world. And without the mercy of a spiritual master, I am hopeless on the path of bhakti. Please accept me as your servant. And besides that, Lord Chaitanya ordered me to take initiation from you. But Lokanath Goswami was such a humble soul. I'll give you an example of how humble he is. He was one of the very prominent associates of the Lord. And Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami, before he wrote Chaitanya Charitamrita, first he went to receive the blessings of every devotee. Because he was thinking, without the blessings of all the devotees, Krishna will not empower me to write. When he approached Lokanath Goswami for blessings, Lokanath, out of his humility, he said, I will only give you blessings if you promise you will not speak about me in your book. Because Chaitanya Charitamrita was going to be the authorized biography of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and his associates. Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami was being appointed and empowered by the devotees to write the classic literature that will be the authorized biography of the Lord for the rest of time. Most devotees would love to have their names and stories in such a book for the rest of history to be glorifying. But Lokanath Goswami felt that he was so unqualified and so fallen that he did not deserve to be spoken of with the other Lord's associates. So Lokanath Goswami was very hesitant to give any initiation to Narottam. But Narottam Das Thakur would come and do services for Lokanath Goswami. But he did it secretly. Lokanath Goswami would rise early in the morning, and before bathing in the river Jamuna, he would go into the forest to a particular place where he would respond to the calls of nature. Narottam Das, knowing this, would get up much earlier than Lokanath, and he would go to that place and clean it perfectly. And he would place fresh water for washing purposes. All the simple needs of Lokanath were there, and it was done with such devotion. Lokanath Goswami was thinking, who is doing this? Who is cleaning my urine and stool every day? This went on for one full year. Please understand Narottam Das Thakur's devotion. He did it secretly. Not a single soul in the entire world knew he was doing this. He did not want any credit. He did not want any honor. He had no motivation except just doing some service for a great soul. Lokanath Goswami decided, I have to know who this person is. So one night he got up very early in the morning and he hid behind the trees. And there he saw young Narottam Das coming with a little broom in his hand. And he was sweeping the place very nicely and personally cleaning the urine and stool. When Lokanath saw this, his heart erupted. Tears began to flow from his eyes. His voice was choked up. Could not believe what he was seeing. He cried out, Narottam, Narottam, what are you doing? Why are you doing this? You are coming from a family of aristocracy. You are a prince meant to be a king. And you are a great scholar. Why are you on your hands and knees cleaning my urine and stool? Why? Narottam Das stood before him with folded hands. He said, my dear Guru Maharaj, I have renounced all the pleasures and joys of my kingdom, and I have achieved the ultimate treasure of life. The opportunity to perform your menial service in this way. Hearing these words, which were so genuinely spoken by Narottam Das Thakur, Lokanath Goswami's heart melted, and soon after he gave Narottam Das initiation. Then Narottam lived with Lokanath Goswami, his guru, serving him with such humble devotion and learning the process of pure bhakti, teachings of Rupa and Sanatana. Then Lokanath Goswami called for Jiva Goswami and requested him to teach the science of devotional service according to Rupa and Sanatan, very thoroughly to Narottam. With the blessings of Lokanath Goswami, he became the student of Jiva Goswami. In Jiva Goswami's ashram, there were three very prominent students that became the heart and soul for all of the residents of Vrindavan. Their names were Srinivas Acharya, Shyamananda Pandit, and Narottam. In honor of his Vaishnav qualities and his great learning, Jiva Goswami awarded him the title Narottam Das Thakur Mahashoy. How they lived together is a great example for all of us in the Hare Krishna movement. Srinivas Acharya was the disciple of Gopal Bhatta Goswami. Shyamananda Pandit was the disciple of Hridaya Chaitanya. And as we have heard, Narottam Das Thakur was the disciple of Lokanath Goswami. But they were all in the temple of Srila Jiva Goswami, Radha Damodar temple, where they were doing their service and their studies. And yet they had the most intimate, deepest, loving relationships. Because they were all serving Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's mission together. There was no question, my guru, your guru, I'm better, you're better. No. They were of such love and friendship. This is the way Vaishnava society should be. We are all together serving Srila Prabhupada. Ultimately, we're all together serving Mahaprabhu's mission. There should be no sectarianism. There should be no competition. There should be the oneness of love and trust in each other. And Prabhupada told us that love and trust is what will maintain and preserve this Krishna consciousness movement. He also taught us that if we are united together, then we can conquer the world, conquer Maya, and establish love of Krishna. So they lived together for some time. One time Jiva Goswami was thinking that these three students should do parikrama of all Braj Mandala. At that time, one great devotee named Raghava Pandit Goswami, who lived in a cave at Govardhan, happened to come to Radha Damodar temple. He happily agreed to take them on Braj Mandala Parikrama. He took them to all the 12 forests of Vrindavan and explained the holy places. In fact, if any of you go on the Braj Mandala Parikrama, the basic outline of how it is done and the descriptions of the places originate from this description of Narottam Das Thakur's Braj Mandala Parikrama, which is in the fifth wave of the Bhakti Ratnakar. Sometime after this, Janava Devi sent a message to Jiva Goswami that the devotees in Bengal are just drying up in separation from the Lord. The books of the Goswamis are so essential to nourish them. Please send them to Bengal. We will copy them and distribute them. So they brought all the books of Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami, Rupa Goswami, Sanatan Goswami, Gopal Bhatta Goswami, Jiva Goswami, and put them in a big box. And Srinivas Acharya, Narottam Das Thakur, and Shyamananda were assigned to bring them to Bengal. First, they went to all the different great Vaishnavas to get their blessings. They went to Radha Kund. There they received the blessings of Raghunath Das Goswami and Krishna Das Kaviraj Goswami. They went to their gurus, Lokanath Goswami, Gopal Bhatta Goswami, to receive their blessings. They received the mercy of Madhu Pandit, who gave him the blessings of Radha Gopinath. They went to that great Acharya, who was an intimate associate of the Lord, Bhugarbha Goswami, who just gave them heartfelt blessings. Then on an auspicious day, they departed from Vrindavan with the cart of books on an ox cart and about 12 guards from Braja who were going along to guard this great treasure. Jiva Goswami followed them to Mathura and then bade farewell as they began the long journey. Everything was very safe and nice. Then they came across the border of Godadesh or Bengal. They were in the forest outside a kingdom of the name Vana Vishnupuram. There was a very powerful king whose name was Birambir. And his kingdom was very wealthy because he had a gang of thieves that he appointed to rob others for him. So one day an astrologer told the king Birhambir that there are three sadhus who have come from Braja. They were traveling with an ox cart, and on that ox cart is a crate that has the most valuable treasure. So the king told his best thieves, steal that treasure, but don't cause any harm to those sadhus. So one night they went to sleep and they woke up. They went to the ox cart to begin their day's journey. And to their great shock, the books are gone. Someone has taken the books. The only copies of all the works of Rupa Goswami, Sanatan Goswami, Krishnadas, Kaviraj Goswami, Jiva Goswami, and all of our acharyas, they're gone. What will happen to our sampradaya? And we are responsible. Can you imagine the grief that they were feeling? They were falling to the ground and howling and crying. Srinivas Acharya told Narottam, you go this way, and Shamananda, you go this way. And the guards, they were looking everywhere through the jungles. But the books were nowhere to be found. At that point, they were in so much distress. They were all meditating on ending their lives by entering into fire. At that time, Srinivas Acharya heard a voice that the books will be returned in due course of time. Send your followers ahead. So Srinivas Acharya told Narottam Das Thakur and Shamananda that you should go ahead and do your preaching work, and I will stay here and try to find the books. You cannot imagine the separation that was experienced as they parted from each other. First they went to Khetri Gram. This is the village that Narottam was born and raised. He was supposed to be king, but because he renounced the world, his cousin brother, Santosh Dat, became the king of Khetri. Narottam Das preached to Santosh Dat the message of Mahaprabhu. His cousin offered him all the treasury, all the wealth, all the power of the kingdom at his disposal to spread Krishna consciousness. After some time, he got the message from Srinivas Acharya. What happened is Srinivas went to the kingdom of Birhambir. He heard the pundits speaking philosophy, and he asked some questions and defeated them. He said, if you know so much, then you speak something. So Srinivas started speaking from the Srimad Bhagavatam. All the pundits and the king all surrendered to him and became his initiated disciples. After initiation, it is part of the tradition that you must give some gift called dakshina. So the king said, what dakshina can I give you? Srinivas said, help me find those books. He said, oh, the books, I have the books. Srinivas said, you have the books? Please bring me the books. He brought the box. And when Srinivas Acharya opened that box and saw all those books, he just became jubilant. He performed worship of the books, chandan and flowers and garlands. He offered arti to the books. He picked up each book with such love and affection. What a treasure! The books of the Goswamis. And soon the king had the entire kingdom initiated by Srinivas Acharya. So this story shows that sometimes great disasters are only arrangements to create the most wonderful opportunities for Krishna consciousness. We should not judge things by how they appear. We simply have to persevere with faith and devotion and understand Krishna has his plan. Narottam Das left Khetri Gram to visit Navadvip. When he came to the outskirts of Navadvip, he saw the town. Everybody in every house was just blissfully chanting and dancing because Lord Chaitanya has been doing his Sankirtan movement there. Then in a second, everything changed. There was a dark, gloomy cloud of separation over the whole city. Everyone was simply crying that Mahaprabhu has left us. Again, Narottam cried, why am I so unfortunate, so sinful that I have to come to Navadvip after Mahaprabhu has left? He started walking through the streets. There he met a great associate of Lord Chaitanya of the name Suklambar Brahmachari. Suklambar Brahmachari said, "Can I ask you who you are?" He said, "My name is Narottam Das." "You are Narottam Das! Lord Chaitanya prophesied your coming. What? He told us that you would spread his message, that you would be the embodiment of Kirtan. We have been waiting for you for years." He brought him to the house of Lord Chaitanya. There Lord Chaitanya's consort, Vishnupriya, cooked prasad for him. And the devotees took him on a whole parikrama of Navadvip. They introduced him to all the surviving associates of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Then he decided to go to Jagannath Puri. On the way he visited many great souls and holy places, Narahari Sarakar and Raghunandan in Srikanda and other places. When he came to Puri, he went to the place where Lord Nityananda broke the danda of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Then he came to Narendra Srovar. He was thinking, this is the place that Lord Chaitanya and his associates would play water sports. There an old Brahmin happened to meet Narottam. He said, "You must be Narottam. We have been waiting for years for you. The Lord spoke about you coming." He said, "Let my son take you around Jagannathpur." Son of this Brahmin brought Narottam toward the Jagannath temple. There the associates of Lord Chaitanya heard that he had arrived and they all came to greet him. When Narottam Das had the darshan of Jagannath, Balaram and Subhadra, he was ecstatic in love of God. He danced and sang in Sankirtan for their pleasure. Then he was brought to the house of one of the very deep associates of the Lord, Gopinath Acharya. They took him to the Tota Gopinath temple, to the Gambira where Lord Chaitanya lived. In Tota Gopinath temple, he saw the seat where Gadadhar Pandit would daily recite Srimad Bhagavatam for the pleasure of Lord Chaitanya. After going to all the holy places of Puri, he came back to Gopinath Acharya's home where they just discussed the Leela of the Lord. "Please listen very carefully to what I am about to speak." So Narottam fell asleep in the house of Gopinath Acharya. Then he had a beautiful vision. What he saw was the Ratha Yatra. In front of Lord Jagannath's cart was Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and all of his associates dancing in ecstasy. All the devotees from Bengal, from Vrindavan, from Orissa, from South India, thousands of them were assembled chanting and dancing with the Lord. He saw Rupa Goswami, Sanatan Goswami, Adwaita Prabhu, Srivas Gadadhar, Murari Gupta, Pundarik Vidyanidhi, all of them. They were dancing and dancing and dancing in ecstatic love, loudly chanting the Maha Mantra. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna,
Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
Then Chaitanya Mahaprabhu saw Narottam watching from the corner and he embraced him. He said, "I am empowering you to teach the world a new type of kirtan. Now you go to Khetri Gram and you teach this very unique style of Harinam Sankirtan." Then the vision disappeared and Narottam awoke and told the devotees that now he must return to his home. So he returned to Khetri Gram, but on the way he met Srinivas Acharya and Shamananda Pandit, and they decided they would have a grand festival to reunite all the Vaishnavas. They decided to have it on Gaur Purnima. This is the first known celebration of Gaur Purnima. When Santosh Dutt, the cousin of Narottam, heard about this, he just used all the funds of the kingdom to facilitate this festival. He built beautiful pandals. Actually, one night, when Narottam had another vision of Lord Chaitanya, the Lord appeared to him and told him that my deity form is in a grain storage that's filled with snakes. You should come and take me out of there and install me. And you should also install 5 other sets of deities according to my instructions. So Narottam asked some people, do you know if there's any grain storage where there's lots of snakes? Ah, everyone knows about that. One very rich merchant, he has. Narottam went. He asked the rich merchant, can I go in your grain storage? He said, no, there are thousands of venomous snakes in there. I myself and no one else has gone in there for years. Narottam fearlessly walked right toward the grain storage, and everyone around was saying, no, 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 don't go, it's too dangerous, there are snakes in there. He fearlessly opened the door and walked right in. And upon seeing Narottam, all the thousands of snakes immediately left the storage and went back into the forest. There he saw a beautiful deity of Lord Gauranga with his eternal consort Vishnupriya. Everyone's amazement, he came walking out with that deity. And as he was bringing it back to the temple in Kethuri, all the people were following him. And he was in such ecstasy to see this deity of the Lord. He began to sing beautiful prayers. And as he was singing, he started dancing. And it was at this moment that he created that special style of kirtan that Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu empowered him. When they saw Narottam singing and dancing in such love, everyone's hearts melted. Then he arranged for the other 5 deities. Meanwhile, the devotees sent out invitations for all the great Vaishnavas, especially all the surviving associates of Lord Chaitanya, to this festival. The entire kingdom was just organized for this festival. The chief guest was going to be the senior-most of all the Vaishnavas, the wife of Sri Nityananda Prabhu, Janava Devi. Soon Srinivasacharya arrived, Shamananda arrived with all of their disciples. The chief disciple of Srinivasacharya was named Ramchandra Kaviraj. Srinivasacharya assigned Ramchandra Kaviraj to stay with Narottam his whole life and assist him in his preaching. Narottam Das Thakur and Ramchandra Kaviraj, their loving, intimate, friendly relationship is one of the greatest parts of Vaishnava history. When Janava Devi was coming, she had all the surviving associates of Nityananda Prabhu in her party. There was Brindavan Das Thakur, the author of Chaitanya Bhagavat, Miniketana Ram Das, Surya Das, Sarya Kela. These are great associates of the Lord. She went through Santipur and got the sons of Advaitacharya, headed by Achyutananda, to join her party. In this way, these great mahants, or senior-most associates of the Lord, they all came into Kethuri Gram. And Srinivas, Narottam, and Shamananda were the hosts. They greeted these great souls with such love and devotion. You may have heard of Rasikananda, the great disciple of Shamanand. He was menially serving all these great persons. Santosh Dutt arranged beautiful buildings for all of them to live and incredible feasts prepared for each meal. Then the day of Gaur Purnima came, and they were going to have the installation of the 6 sets of deities. Srinivasacharya was the head priest. First he went to Janava Devi and all the great mahants and asked for their blessings. After receiving blessings, he performed the Abhishekam and named each of the sets of deities. After the function was done, Janava Devi called for kirtan. Narottam went to all the great souls and begged for their permission and blessings to lead the kirtan. He began to sing. And then they brought out the mridangas and the karatals. One of the intimate personal associates of the Lord was Raghunandan Thakur. He performed worship to every one of the instruments. He was offering prayers and chandan, sandalwood pulp, and garlands to each pair of kartals and each mridanga, because he saw that the paraphernalia of Sankirtan is the sacred, worshipable paraphernalia of the Lord. Then he started worshipping all the people in the kirtan. Narottam Das Thakur began the kirtan very slow and sweet. The singing was melting everyone's hearts. And how Narottam Das Thakur danced! He made everyone dance. Kirtan was becoming more and more and more intensified with devotion. And seeing this kirtan performance of Narottam Das Thakur, all the associates of Lord Chaitanya who were there, their eyes were just drenched with tears. Although many of them very old in age, they all got up from their special seats and began to dance in the kirtan with the other Vaishnavas. The kirtan came to such a crescendo of bhakti that Lord Chaitanya and his associates could not resist from entering. Everyone's great amazement, right before the eyes of all the thousands of people assembled there, Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, who had disappeared from the world years before, appeared in beautiful golden form. Each limb the very essence of transcendental beauty. His beautiful lotus eyes stretched practically to his ears. His arms extended below his knees. He had beautiful black hair flowing like silk below his shoulders. He was dancing, and there was Lord Nityananda Prabhu dancing with him, and Gadadhar and Advaita and Srivas, and soon all the associates of the Lord appeared, and they were all dancing in ecstasy as Narottam Das Thakur was singing the glories of the holy name. Can you imagine the ecstasy of the spectators of this kirtan? Janava Devi's heart was just throbbing in ecstasy as she was seeing her beloved Lord Nityananda Prabhu dancing before her eyes again. Achyutananda, after years of separation, was seeing his beloved father, Advaitacharya, dancing in kirtan again. This kirtan became so overwhelming. It was like an unlimited ocean of ecstasy. It went on and on and on. Even the young new devotees were dancing with the old acharyas. So this kirtan went on and on and on. All of a sudden, all these great associates of the Lord with the Lord himself disappeared. Narottam Das Thakur and his devotees, they were plunged in grief because of the separation. In fact, everyone fell to the ground unconscious. They couldn't bear seeing the Lord and now not seeing him. So, what happened is this. Janava Devi, she was expert at everything. She immediately called for the festival of Holi to be celebrated, because Gaur Purnima is also holy when everyone offers colored dyes to each other. Janava Devi sprinkled the colored powders on all the deities, and then everyone began dancing and chanting and sprinkling the colored dyes on each other. Haribo. And then there was prasad. And the next day there was a big feast. And the next day Janava Devi said, I want to cook for all the devotees. The senior most acharya amongst all of them, she cooked all the prasad. She personally served everyone prasad. And then she personally served all the servers prasad. And she personally served the servers of the servers prasad. Finally, at the request of the devotees, she accepted prasad. This was her glory. She was like the mother of all Vaishnavas. After some days, Janava Devi left for Vrindavan, and all the devotees left for their respected places. In this way, the glorious origin of Gaur Purnima festival was celebrated by Narottam Das Thakur. One time, Narottam Das Thakur and Ramchandra Kaviraj went to the Padma River. There they saw two small boys, and they had little cubs, small goats, sheep, and buffaloes. So Narottam looked at Ramchandra and said, "You see these small boys? They could be great devotees." So they sat near the Padma River, and they began to discuss transcendental topics. But they were doing it loud enough so the boys could hear. They were expertly talking to each other, but really they were preaching to the boys. The boys were listening and hearing this conversation that Narottam and Ramchandra were having. Their hearts completely transformed. Then they decided, "We should go surrender to these two great souls." So they came forward and they approached Narottam and Ramchandra. "Oh, who are you?" The boys introduced, "Our names are Hari Ram and Ramakrishna. And we are the sons of the great Brahman Shivai Acharya. And our father is a very, very elevated Brahman, and he's a worshipper of the goddess Bhavani. And every year during the Navaratri, he performs everyday sacrifices of many goats, sheep, and buffaloes. So we have been sent by our father to bring these goats, sheep, and buffaloes for him to sacrifice to the goddess." So Narottam Das began to explain to them how you should not harm any living entity. Krishna is in everyone's hearts. And they explained to them the science of bhakti. So the children released all the cubs and they came back to Narottam's temple and they learned the science of Krishna consciousness. Then Narottam Das initiated Hari Ram and Ramchandra, Kaviraj initiated Ramakrishna. And they were just chanting, dancing, and hearing philosophy and leelas for days and days. Then it was time that they had to go back to see their father. So on the way, they met their father's chief pundit. His name was Balaram. Balaram asked, "Where were you all these days?" And they explained what they learned from Narottam Das and Ramchandra, their gurus. And hearing from these small boys, the head pundit became convinced and he surrendered in his heart to Vaishnavism. Then it was told to their father, Shivai Acharya, what had happened. He was furious. This was intolerable. He started screaming at his sons. He said, "You have abandoned the religion of your father? I am a Brahmin. You have rejected Brahmanism for this low-class Vaishnavism?" And when he was blaspheming Vaishnavism, Hari Ram started screaming at his father. His father started screaming back. He said, "By rejecting Brahmanism, you have created the greatest offense to the goddess Bhavani. You will have to severely be punished and suffer terrible. Your Vaishnavism is simply useless. The Vedas simply declare the glories of the Brahmins. We are Brahmins. We are meant to worship the goddess and sacrifice goats for her pleasure. If you think you're so intelligent, then let you debate against the great pundits of our kingdom." The small children said, "Bring on the pundits. We want to debate them." So he called the pundits. The pundits started trying to prove their points. But these two children, Hari Ram and Ramakrishna, they were trained by Narottam Das, totally crushed every argument of the Brahmins and established Vaishnavism as the highest truth. The pundits turned to Shivaya Acharya and said, "We cannot defeat them. We have lost. Vaishnavism has defeated us." Shivaya Acharya said, "Impossible! This cannot be! Call for the Digvijay pundit." He was from the town of Mithila, high seat of learning, and his name was Murari. He was such a great scholar. Wherever he would challenge people to debate, he would defeat them within seconds. Due to his great prowess, he earned tremendous amounts of wealth and fame. In fact, he saw the greatest scholars of his time as nothing but grass to be trampled on by his feet. So he came on the request of Shivaya Acharya. And he had debate with this Balaram, who was a disciple of Hari Ram and Ram Krishna, taught by them at least. And then Murari was defeated. He was so humiliated that he gave away all his wealth and just entered into the forest. Hare Krishna. When Shivai Acharya, the father, saw this happen, he was even more outraged. In fact, he was in so much anxiety. He became so sick, he was on the verge of death. Then the goddess Bhavani appeared to him in a vision and told him, "You should surrender. Krishna is my lord, and Narottam is his pure devotee." So in great shame, Shivaya Acharya surrendered to Krishna. Narottam Das Thakur ki. There were many dacoits at that time, but there was one who was the king of all dacoits. He was so cruel, so murderous. He was like Jagai and Madhai. In fact, some people say he's even worse. Haribo. So this person's name was Chandrai. All the other gangs of dacoits, they all would come to get instructions and offer their obeisances to him. And he worshipped the goddess Bhavani, and he would do all kinds of animal sacrifices to her. But one time, the goddess Bhavani became so infuriated with his cruelties to others that she sent a ghost to terrorize him. So he was haunted by this terrible ghost, and he had absolutely no peace of mind. He was suffering miserably day and night. And then Bhavani appeared to him and said, "You are suffering due to your sins, but you can be free from your sins if you surrender to Narottam Das Thakur." So he went to Narottam Das. When people saw Chandrai coming, they were all trembling in fear. But he humbly fell at the feet of Narottam Das Thakur. And Narottam Das Thakur just told him how to chant the holy names. And upon chanting in kirtan, the ghost disappeared forever. And Chandrai became Trinarapi Sunichena Tarorapi Sahishnana Amanina Manadena Kirtaniya Sadahari. He became a pure Vaishnava. So now he was very gentle and humble. So there was a Malecha king, and he heard that Chandrai has now become very gentle. So he had him captured, and he started to torture him. And then he put him in a dark prison cell and would come every day to harass him and torture him. So one of Chandrai's intimate associates, they actually dug a little tunnel under the ground of the jail cell and came into his cell. And they told him, "If you just come back to worshipping the goddess Bhavani, you can escape." He said, "I will not. I don't want to escape if it means giving up Krishna." And as he suffered day after day, he was thinking in his heart that due to my sins, this punishment is coming to me. I deserve so much worse. It is Krishna's loving mercy that he's purifying me through this torture. And to all those who came to torture him and everything else, he would just offer obeisances, seeing Krishna in their hearts. He treated them with such respect. Finally, seeing this, the king's heart melted. He released Chandrai. So when Chandrai came back to Narottam Das Thakur, all the other dacoits heard that he was there. So they were all coming with their weapons to get his blessings. And he preached to them to chant the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra. And soon, tens and thousands of dacoits all became disciples of Narottam Das Thakur. They gave up all their sins and became humble and gentle Vaishnavas. There was a very, very great, great learned Brahmin. His name was Ganga Narayan Chakravarti. One time he was on the bank of the Ganges and he saw this Ram, Krishna, and Hari Rama. What effulgent, learned, great persons they are. They've even defeated great scholars. This is all by the influence of Narottam. Narottam is so great, I must surrender to him. I'm such a learned Brahmin, but I've made so many aparads by not surrendering to Krishna. So Narottam, knowing about this, he happened to come there at that time. And Ganga Narayan Chakravarti, who was the leader of the Brahmins, the greatest Brahmin and scholar of the time, surrendered to Narottam and later took initiation from him. These smart and materialistic Brahmins were furious because Narottam was from a community that the Brahmins considered to be a Sudra. And they were thinking, how can a non-Brahmin initiate a Brahmin? What to speak of Ganga Narayan Chakravarti, the most learned and greatest of all Brahmins, has been initiated by a low-class person. This is against all our rules. So they were blaspheming like anything. Ganga Narayan Chakravarti told Narottam, I don't care what they say to me, I just want to serve you. So these Brahmins ultimately went to the king, whose name was Narasimha. Said, it is your duty to protect the Brahminical culture. There is a low-class, sudra-like man initiating Brahmins. You have to punish them and stop this. So Narasimha Maharaj sent a letter to Narottam asking, why are you doing like this? So he wrote a letter back explaining, and Narasimha was thinking, he's a very humble person, and what he's saying is according to scripture. Oh no, he must be stopped. We will go there. We are Brahmins and we will debate with him and defeat him. The leader of the scholars was Rup Narayan. So they went on a royal procession with the king on a palanquin and Rup Narayan on another palanquin and all the greatest scholars and pundits of the kingdom all marching to Kethari Gram to defeat Narottam. When the devotees heard about this, they were thinking, why should Narottam Das Thakur, our Guru Maharaj, have to deal with these rascals? So Ramchandra Kaviraj and Ganga Narayan Chakravarti, they both put on the dress of very, very simple shopkeepers. They sat on the ground and one was selling betel leaves, and the other was selling little clay pots. And, you know, they were just sitting on the ground with their betel leaves and clay pots as if they were just very simple merchants. The royal procession of the king and his pundits came. This was in the outskirts of Kethari Gram. And king said, why don't we buy some betel leaves and some clay pots? Oh, how much is this? The merchants started speaking to them in perfect Sanskrit. Now, in those days, the merchants just spoke simple Bengali. Only great Brahmins knew Sanskrit. They started bargaining with these men in Sanskrit. So these pundits said, where did you learn Sanskrit? From our Guru Maharaj, Narottam Das Thakur. Narottam, he's a shudra. He cannot initiate Brahmins and all these things. He's a blasphemous person. They had a debate with them. And within a matter of seconds, Ganga Narayan Chakravarti and Ramchandra Kaviraj totally defeated all the scholars within seconds.
Hare Krishna. King Narasimha looked at Rup Narayan and said, if this is what the simple shopkeeper disciples of Narottam Das Thakur has done to defeat your greatest pundits, then what's going to happen when we challenge Narottam Das? I think it's better if we just go and surrender to him. So Rupa Narayan and the king went and surrendered to Narottam Das Thakur. And all the pundits were thinking, what's happening? We've come here to defeat them and our leaders are surrendering. So they all surrendered. After some years, Ramchandra Kaviraj left this world. Seeing all these great personalities disappearing, Narottam Das Thakur wanted to go back to Godhead. So he told the devotees to prepare a funeral pyre for him. And then he sat down and all of a sudden very high fever came. And he became silent for 3 days. There was practically no symptoms of life. So they put him on a little, like a throne on top of the funeral pyre, knowing that his life fare will pass at any moment. Then all these materialistic smarta Brahmins started gathering around. And they started cursing Ganga Narayan Chakravarti that you're a Brahmin and you've taken initiation from this low-class person. This is the reaction that he has for initiating Brahmins, is now he's suffering this fever and he's going to die. Ganga Narayan Chakravarti went to his Guru Maharaj and whispered in his ear. He said that, I don't mind what they're saying, but actually, because these men are blaspheming you so bad, because they're such fools, they're going to have to suffer miserably for their offenses. And not only that, hearing their terrible words, all of your disciples are feeling so much grief in their hearts, they cannot bear hearing this. So please, for our sake, protect us. So then Narottam, all of a sudden, his body started glowing with light. And he sat up and he said, Sri Krishna Chaitanya. And when all the Brahmins saw this, they all surrendered to Narottam Das Thakur. Hari Hari. One day Narottam, because he wanted to leave this world and go back to the spiritual world, he had performed his divine mission for the Lord. He brought his devotees to the river Ganges, and he told his devotees with their hands to pick up the water of the Ganges and pour it on his body. He made them promise that no matter what happened, they would keep bathing his body. So as they were pouring the water on Narottam Das's body, they saw his body turning into milk and merging into the Ganges until Narottam Das Thakur's body had disappeared. The form of milk, it entered into the river Ganges. The devotees took some of that milk and made samadhis for him in various places. In this most miraculous way, Srila Narottam Das Thakur entered into his internal lila of Goloka Vrindavan. By the mercy of Srila Prabhupada, he has given us a eternal divine relationship with these great personalities. When we make connection to the parampara, we are becoming intimately connected with all these great acharyas, and their blessings are always with us. Every morning we sing the song Shri Guru Charana Padma, which is one of the many beautiful prayers that Narottam Das Thakur has composed. So on this very holy day, let us pray at the lotus feet of Srila Narottam Das Thakur that he will bless us with humility, with faithful hearts, and with great determination to make pure bhakti our life and soul, that we may always remain the servants of the servants of the servants of Srila Prabhupada, and thus enter into the eternal pastimes of Lord Chaitanya and Lord Nityananda. Thank you very much. Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna.